A Higher Things Reflection for Wednesday of the fourth week of Easter, April the 24th, 2024. The one who hears you, hears me, and the one who rejects you, rejects me, and the one who rejects me, rejects him who sent me. Luke chapter 10, verse 16. In the name of Jesus, amen. Today, Jesus ordains 72 apostles and sends them into the countryside to herald his coming and preach his word. He gives them very specific instructions about what to do, and he also gives them his authority. Not just any authority, but the authority of Almighty God. By hearing the sent one, they hear God himself speaking. By rejecting the sent one, they reject God himself. That probably gave the 72 a pretty strong case of the shakes. Like a newly ordained baby pastor straight from the seminary, they were going out to speak life and death to these unsuspecting towns. Sure, they had Jesus' promise and word and authority, but would anyone take them seriously? Would their certificate of ordination actually mean something? Jesus is upfront about it, too. He sends them out as lambs in the midst of wolves. They know right away that this is an uphill task, but it isn't a hopeless one. He doesn't send them out demanding success or else. Just go and preach the word. Let the Holy Spirit handle the rest. If they are receptive, stay around for a while. If they reject you, move on to the next town. It isn't about you, Jesus says. It's me they don't like. You'll face this issue if you haven't already. Simply being Christian is enough to cause friction among your peers, even before you get to talking about the kingdom of God. So take heart in knowing that it isn't you they don't like, it's Jesus. And he's already won this fight for you. He's already washed you in his blood and brought you into his kingdom. While you pray that everyone you know joins you, you know their salvation isn't up to you. The Holy Spirit moves in ways you can never understand to bring to faith those around you. So go, Christian. Go into the countryside and hallways and sports fields and tell people the kingdom of God has come near. Live as a faithful child of God and trust that the Holy Spirit will take care of the heavy lifting for you. That's his work, after all. He's already called you into that kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. This collection of over 600 hand-drawn Christian symbols by artist and author Edward Riojas will teach you the extensive history of the imagery of the Church. Each symbol is a beautiful and historical connection to generations of Christians that have worshipped before you. A complete guide to Christian symbols, now available from Concordia Publishing House.